Let's talk about me. You're probably wondering why, who I am and why I'm teaching this class. My name is Tony Marino, and I'm retired from the Los Angeles Police Department, where I did 32 years. A little bit about my background. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, Mexican-American ethnicity, my background. I was raised in a gang area in East Los Angeles. I was product of a very solid family. I had mother and father, older sister. My dad was pretty strict, but fair with me. My mother was very loving and supportive. And even though it wasn't the best neighborhood, best environment, that solid family background helped me gain whatever success I had. I was trying to do good in school, and I was involved in sports. I graduated from high school, didn't know what I wanted to do. I wasn't going to be drafted because back then they would draw your birth date out of a fishbowl, and if your birthday was high enough on the list, you got drafted. Mine was way down the line, like number 258 or something. They only went to like 60 or 70. So my birthday, I wasn't going to be drafted. I went to college. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was standing in line for to register for class, and I saw these a flyer, a poster on police science. And I thought, looked at it, and I go, you know, it's a pretty good job. You could carry a gun. You're outside. You know, you got adventure. You good pay, good benefits. Or retirement in 20, 25 years. I said, let me take some of these classes. So I took the police science classes, and I really enjoyed what I was doing, and I later went on to the Los Angeles Police Department. When I was growing up in East Los Angeles, I was around gang members my entire life. I had family members that were gang members. I went to school with gang members, went to church with gang members, played sports with gang members, associated with them, had friends that were gang members. Even though I was not, like I said, I stayed out of trouble because of my dad, basically. And I didn't realize when I went through the academy, came out of the academy, all that knowledge that I gained by being immersed in a gang environment really helped me when I came out of the academy on probation, because I had a lot of knowledge about gangsters, about talking to them, interviewing them, tattoos, the gang culture, that a lot of seasoned officer didn't even have. It was just that it was like knowing the second language. So it helped me, and I really enjoyed doing gang work, interviewing gang members, talking to gang members, arresting gang members, because it was easier for me. So as I went on in the police department, I did 32 years. Probably about 20 out of those 32 were actually working gangs specifically. And other things, I worked with patrol, special problems unit, narcotics, organized crime, homicide. The last 13 years in the department, I supervised a squad of a surveillance unit of 10 to 12 detectives. And our job was to go all over Southern California looking for violent criminals and gang members that committed crimes in Los Angeles. Mostly murderers, bank robbers, very serious individuals. Tactics were very important. Information, our network, very utmost important. Intelligence gathering, developing, very important. So all these other assignments I've had, I've been able to look at the gang issue, the gang problem, get an idea for what works, for what doesn't work. I've been teaching gangs, formerly to law enforcement, since 1982. So I've been around, I've been through other countries. I interact with other officers, and I get to see what works and what doesn't work, where people need help, where they don't need help. And I'm still very active in law enforcement, still do a lot of training. I'm on two advisory boards, the International Latino Gang Investigators Association, with about seven countries and about 2,000 members, and the New Jersey Gang Investigators Association. I also have two sons that are law enforcement officers in Southern California. So as I said, my heart is with law enforcement. I just, I feel fortunate that I've been able to have this long career and go through the ups and downs like everybody does and come up on the other side of it, still smiling, still enjoying the work. And like that old saying goes, if you really find something you really enjoy doing, then you'll never work a day in your life. And that's pretty much how I feel. So I'm honored to be here to present this class to you. And like I say, some of the stuff I say, you might not believe or you might not agree with, but I'm here to make you think, and I'm here to try to make you safer and better at what you do.